This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. We're, as you know, in Los Angeles, but it's all happening because they're back in New York in the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Mafia running things. Home is more than a house. It's a personal paradise. Get yours with Rocket Mortgage. Push button. Get mortgage. Get your Rocket Mortgage on, son. And what else did I want to tell you about? Oh, our toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS, brought to you by Geico. Great news. You can save a bunch of money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. And in 15 minutes, Carver High saved 15% or more on his car insurance. Very excited about it. Also, ForAllOnABench.com, always striving to be the best, always improving, giving you more. All my college and pro locks are up for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Go get them while they're hot. And they're all ranked. All the plays are ranked. You get an email every day. Everybody loves it. It's very sophisticated. By the way, in October, mid-October, ForAllOnABench.com is getting better than ever. You're going to be blown away with what I'm doing to it. It's sickening. Better prices, better choices, more of them. You're going to feel like you're in Shangri-La on the site. You're going to absolutely trip out when you see it. Sign up. Hide the money from your wife. You will make fat stacks with ForAllOnABench.com. It's F-E-R-R-A-L-L. That's not W's. It's F-E-R-R-A-L-L there, schmo. All right. Don't forget, one other thing. We're in Los Angeles, as I mentioned, for the special editions here tonight and tomorrow. Pharrell on the Bench gearing up for the Spence-Porter fight. Tune in. Catch the big showdown Saturday on pay-per-view. Killer undercard, too. Also available on the Fox Sports app. You're telling me, Carver High, that your boy Kenny Albert will be flying out here tomorrow to do the fight.
Kenny's calling the fight on Saturday night, yes.
Did you reach out to him?
I did.
And what did he say? Leave me alone.
Not heard back from him yet.
Yeah, I'll bet.
But I know that he is going to be here tomorrow. He's probably flying out tonight.
He loves us, and if he big times us, I'm going to start having to slap him around.
I'm
about done with people trying to blow me off. Next time I see him, I'm going to humiliate you.
I honestly think that
that's what's going to happen.
I know this much, putting the pieces together from a little work that I did today. He was at Ranger practice today in New York.
Right.
So he was probably flying here tonight, I would guess.
Right.
He'll see that in the morning. He's probably doing some media obligations here in this room tomorrow afternoon.
Right.
And he will text me back probably in the morning and say, hey, I'm going to be in this room because I said to him, we grab you for 10 or 15 minutes. So even if we have to come here in the afternoon and talk to him for 10 or 15 minutes, we can do that tomorrow. But we'll see what happens with that. I have not heard back from him yet.
855-212-4227 is the number to get on the bench. Our good friend Joseph Blunts, Esquire III, Ribbage GOP, Strong Island player, is here. Can you believe that I remember that every time I do it?
It's great.
It's really hard.
It's amazing.
To remember that. Joseph Blunts is here.
A true professional you are.
What did you think of coming into this place and having to... Oh, you went straight up to five from the from
valet.
You still haven't done the whole journey up to the 70th floor. You got to go to the 70th floor.
The lobby's on the 70th.
Then you go in another elevator.
Check in and everything?
Yeah, then you go to another... You go to another elevator to go down to your room.
Wow.
So the place is this is the biggest skyscraper in the Western Hemisphere.
You could see San Francisco from up there. I mean, it's just
really.
I kid you not. You can see.
I look forward to that.
You can see all of Los Angeles from the top of this place.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, literally.
Got the Hollywood sign out there.
That's great.
You all lit up tonight.
I went out to the pool today and swam laps, and I had like, I don't know, five chicks try to sleep with me.
I believe that.
In like five laps, maybe.
Really?
They were.
Each time you got to the end of the pool.
Well, they were throwing rose petals at me in the pool as I was swimming. I figured that meant some kind of love, some kind of love connection.
That's what they do out here. It's custom.
I guess. No one was in the pool but me. The water was freezing. I don't know how Carver High is going to make it to the end of the show without having a beer. I just don't even know how he's going to do it. Who knows?
I heard you were cold in the pool today. Is that true?
Freezing. It was freezing. But once I got going, I was good. I'm like an old
once
chassis.
You get it, well, usually when you got a cold pool, once you get in it, you're okay. It's just,
once you start swimming,
you get
you're
out,
fine.
It's a problem.
Well, I mean to tell you, that was not an issue. It was getting in was an issue because my onions, like literally, I mean, they shrunk real quick. It was like, I got in, I was like, I looked at this chick that was sitting there and I go, damn, that's cold. And she looked at me, she's like, don't look at me. And I was like, okay. She gave me that look like, just leave me alone.
Was
I want
there
nothing.
People actually out there trying to get sun today?
Well, there was no sun. There was just people out there reading and, you know,
lost.
Sitting in.
To read.
Reading and such.
Today
by the way,
been the coldest day so far since.
Speaking
spring.
Of reading, you can tell everybody about what you read on the plane today?
I did read it.
The whole book?
The whole book I read in one sitting. The Coffee Bean. Remember the guy, John Gordon? He
yes.
was on
couple
this
weeks
show
ago.
A couple weeks ago. So the book is. Remember the story was about the guy that he did the book with was about this guy that was like a meth addict.
Right.
He used to be a college quarterback, and then he became a meth addict, and then he became like a, you know, a motivational speaker and life-changing, writes books and everything. He's Mr. Positive. But anyway, he wrote this book with him, the guy that did the meth. And but the story was about the coffee bean is about, you know, it's bizarre, but it's about a coffee bean, like literally changing your life. One little coffee bean changing your life. And why is that? And so it talked about how if you put carrots in boiling water, it turns to mush. If you put hard-boiled eggs in water, it turns hard. You get hard-boiled eggs. And then if you put a coffee bean in hot water, it'll turn into coffee. It'll actually turn into something worthwhile. And that you can change your surroundings. You can change your life. You can be positive. You can make a difference in the world. You can great things can happen even in the toughest of environments and circumstances. When you're down, your mom and dad are getting a divorce, you're on drugs, you're a loser, you got unemployment, you've lost your home, your wife left you, your kids don't like you, and you can still turn your life around if you do positive things and make a difference in the world. And I read the whole book in 30 minutes. It's a real short, small book. It's very short, but it was incredible. I got to tell you, the book really made me open my eyes about how, because I'm not really Mr. Happy or Wonderful or anything, and I'm not Mr. Kissy Kissy.
You come on.
I'm not Mr. Bedside Manner, Mr. Sugar Plum. You know, Mr. Fairy's flying around the room when I'm sleeping. I'm nasty. I'm a mean old goat. But it was really positive. It was unbelievable. Like, it was encouraging. I read the book. It was really good. And I got another one of his books as well about the team leadership. So it's team building. So what I'm going to do, Carver High, as you know, I'm always trying to improve our team building and bonding at the network down there, you know, with all the cigarette smoke and everything going on, that we need bonding in the... What we need is to bond that guy in his office so he can't get out of there and he can die in there. How does that sound?
There's a few things I can do.
Anyway.
I prefer to turn water to whiskey rather than coffee.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds like Conor McGregor's whiskey,
yeah.
Water.
Yeah.
His crappy-ass whiskey that he's been ripping people off with. Let's go. Devont is in Dallas on the ticket. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing, bro?
What up, D?
Hey, I want to ask you, what do you think of the Steelers this Monday? It should be a win. I mean, against the 0-3 Bengals, they're crappy, and it's at home, so it should be a guaranteed win.
Guaranteed.
Well, first of all, there's nothing guaranteed in the world except taxes and death. But I will say this, in the NFL, nothing is guaranteed at all. Like, you know, just like tonight, the Packers 3-0, they're playing at home. Aaron Rodgers, they're just the greatest team in the world, and then they bit it. So
well, I think it's just like
the Eagles outplayed
them. I think
it's
just like tonight in the sense that the Eagles needed tonight bad. Their season was on the line tonight because 1-3 in the NFC is a bad scene with how many good teams there are there. Steelers season is on the line on Monday night. They're 0-3. Now, they're not completely dead because a lot of the AFC sucks this year. You get to 1-3. Like Don brought up before, you know, if Cleveland beats Baltimore on Sunday, they're both 2-2, and the Steelers will be 1-3. They'll be one game back. So this is.
Do you think Cleveland beats Baltimore Sunday?
No way.
I don't know about no way.
I don't. I think that they can.
They have a shot.
I think that they do have a shot. but I'm not quite sure if they're going.
Do you think the Steelers beat the Bengals on Monday?
I think the Steelers.
I think the Steelers absolutely. But you said it's
this
it's
is a season
automatic.
Saver for them.
But this is absolutely desperation. They
season
have
season on
win.
The line.
They cannot lose again. Not only that, I said earlier, if they don't win, they got to win by 10 or more. They got to win the game and kick their ass because they are finished if they lose that game. And
well,
believe
yeah.
me, here's the thing. The Bengals, believe it or not,
Mixon's
with this,
having a good
yeah, and this new coach of theirs, I got to tell you, I think the Bengals look better than
Zach
ever.
Zach Taylor, yeah.
Zach Taylor's done a good job with this team so far. I'll give him credit because I thought Marvin Lewis's teams were atrocious, and they just kept that guy in that job way too long. It was a disaster. But I got to tell you, this guy, I like their play calling. I think Dalton's had some good games. They've lost close games. You know, to Seattle and whatever. They've had several close games. So I'm not going to be surprised at all if the Bengals are in the game. But I think the Steelers desperately need to, frankly, beat that ass. They got to win the game. And, I mean, they got to win convincingly. If they win by two, like, because, you know, remember Seattle played, I mean, it was a one-point game and whatever. And then they had the Bills. The Bengals took the lead on the Bills.
Yeah, they did, 17-14.
They should have won the game. But the Bengals played better than anyone thought, so that's what I'm saying.
Right.
They are playing well in every game. They are in every game.
Well, their two road games, they were in the game. They lost the game 21-20 to Seattle.
And then they had one bad game.
Well, the home game against the 49ers was embarrassing.
It was terrible.
They got ran out, and then they were close in Buffalo. So their two road games, they were in the game. Is this game in Cincinnati or Pittsburgh, Monday?
It's in Pittsburgh.
Okay, so another road game for them. They've played well on the road, but the loser of this game is theoretically 0-4. You're done. You're starting to look. You're starting to look towards April and the draft. Okay, early on in the season. But the winner, even though you're 1-3 in a weak AFC, you're still breathing some life.
Yeah, and I think the Steelers. To be honest with you, you lose a game. You get 5 turnovers in a game, and you lose. You really do suck. I mean, at this point, let's just face facts. The Steelers suck. I mean, they do not look good, and they've lost Roethlisberger, and Mason Rudolph has looked, you know, decent at best, and James Conner sucks. That, you know, everybody gave him, you know, they put him in the Hall of Fame after 8 weeks last year, and now he's not doing anything, and so they got all kinds of problems, if you ask me, and the talk about them doing anything to me is vastly overrated.
Right.
There is nothing going on positive right now with the Steelers.
They'll still have a pulse if they win Monday night. They still have a pulse. If they lose, they're done.
Lose and done, 1-3, I still say they're toast. They're not
but
going.
But they have a pulse.
Pulse, but they're not going to the playoffs.
Especially if the Browns win Sunday.
They said 0-3 was a like 17%, and then 0-4 is like a 7% to make the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't buy into all the
charts and graphs,
you know,
and
computers
and
FPIs and all this other nonsense and analytics. Here's the deal.
Well, nobody's done it.
No, but if you lose, yeah, if you go 0-4, you're finished.
Yep.
And if you go 1-3, I still think you're finished. I still do. I do not believe that they will. Now, if you win 4 straight games and you're 4-3, now we can talk. But they have to get at least to 500 before I'm going to start giving them any rose parades. Let's go to Ricky in Alexandria, Virginia. I'm so old, I can't even read anymore, and I got glasses on. I can't even see it. That's how bad it is. What's up?
What's up, Scotty? Appreciate your show, man.
Hey, thanks, Ricky.
Hey, real quick, I'm a Giants fan. I got two things. One, who do you think is going to win against the Giants and the Redskins? And two, how well do you think Daniel Jones will do in his debut in New York?
Well, first of all, his debut in Tampa was, I thought, very special. I thought he played great. He played great in the preseason, which is a joke. But to carry it into that game and to win that game, to watch Gabe miss that kick, and he deserved it. That was a great win for that kid, Danny Dimes. I was impressed by him. Now, it's going to be a little different. No Barkley in the backfield. You know, Ebron, is that his name?
Eric Ebron.
What's the kid's name, the tight end for the Giants?
Evan Ingram.
Ingram. I think that he has to take advantage of that guy. I think they need to throw the ball to him. I think Shepard needs to get the ball. I think they need to let Jones go off because they're not going to have a running game. Now, here's the deal. They are playing, in my view, one of the I believe, the three worst teams in the league, and Washington's one of them. So if they don't beat them, it's humiliating. Because I told you the other night after they played the Bears, I am done with that crap. That team is a just literally, they are, you know what they are? They're the flu. They are the flu. You get the flu, you're done. They have the flu. The Redskins organization is a joke. We've all talked about this all week. We had Chad Dukes on the show. They are pathetic. I mean, they are so bad. Now, listen, I hope that guy, Case Keenum's foot is broken, because I want to see the kid Haskins play. I really do. I want to see what he can do, because that team sucks, and let's just get it on. If you suck that bad, there's no point in my mind of playing this Keenum, because he sucks too. They should just play the kid. Let's see what he's made of, because the Giants finally did it. They had the stones to do it. What are the Redskins waiting for? The second coming?
And now, if the Giants can win Sunday at home against the Skins, suddenly they're 2-2. After a horrible start the first 2 weeks, they could be 2-2.
All right.
I know it's wins over Tampa and Redskins, but still.
All right, call the show. We want to hear from you. The phone lines are open. And I don't know how Carver High is going to make it to the end of the show. He's dying. Hey, Blunt, stop cracking beers on the show. Sorry. Honest to God. What is going on here? I'm drinking Perrier and lime. It is pathetic, and I don't even have a lime. It's Pharrell on the Bench from Lipstick City.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, we're back in Lipstick City. In that city of angel, Los Angeles. Joey Blunts is here stopping by for a little visit. He lives in Corona. What up, Corona?
Shiggy-doo.
Oh, jiggity. Riverside, Corona, they're right next to each other, right?
It is freezing down over, man.
Well, I used to grow weed out in Elsinore. Wait, are we on the air?
What? Hello?
Check 1-2, Summerfest.
Just through there.
Indian summer. 855-212-4227. Now, did I not tell you, seriously, Carver High, I mean, legitimately, that I think I did make it clear that the Cubs would not win another game.
They lose to the Pirates again today,
again.
Right?
Again. What now, is that? Is that 10 in a row?
We talked about this last night.
How pathetic are the Chicago Cubs? I mean, they might as well fire everybody today.
Here's where they're important this weekend.
Quitters, bunch of femmes.
We talked about this last night. We were wondering how Milwaukee would show up to Cincinnati today.
Hungover.
After partying last night, and they won.
They won.
The afternoon game today in Cincy. So, weekend series.
They're a game out.
They're one out, three for them in Colorado, and the Cardinals host the Cubs. Do the Cubs have anything?
Way.
If they can win one game.
No way.
If they can win one game this weekend.
And they tie them.
And the Brewers sweep in Colorado, we can get a one-gamer on Monday. Winner gets the division, loser has to play the Nationals.
The problem I have with that is that I think the Rockies suck, but I will say this. There's nothing better than when your season is over and you have absolutely zero to do except, you know, play it out and be done and pack your, you know, glad bag and go home. There's nothing better than it for a team that has nowhere to go, that is not going to the postseason. They're finished. It's been finished.
Ruins it.
There's nothing better than winning one game to ruin it for someone.
But here's
that's
the thing.
Their whole playoff.
Milwaukee's going to the playoffs anyway, so they wouldn't even really be ruining it for them. It's not like you're keeping them out of the playoffs.
Right.
But the Cubs, the Cub-Cardinal thing is they're such big rivals.
It's over.
And they embarrassed them at Wrigley last weekend.
What do you need
to know? You can't get any, you know, a little juice here to go out and beat the Cardinals once this
weekend?
Wash,
rinse, and repeat. Well, they're going to do the same thing to them again. What?
Did you hear what Madden said today?
No. He's moving to San Diego to be the Padre manager?
No, he said, I'll put out the appropriate guys to play based on what's good for our people, not their people. We'll put a good team out there regardless. Now, of course, the Brewers are going to be. Of course they are. I get it. Quite frankly, there are certain things I don't give an S about. That would be one of them. Like, so he doesn't care. He's going to put out whoever he wants, and if it's not the right guys that really win, he doesn't care.
Listen, Joe should take a really good look at the crap he's putting out there every day for the last 2 weeks. They haven't won a game in a month.
It's all right, Joe. It's your last weekend as Cub manager.
Yeah. Enjoy that World Series ring. Put that in the safety deposit box.
Well, it is going to be worth it. It is worth a lot.
So they're starting. They're already shutting down Yu Darvish, Kyle Hendricks, and also probably Anthony Rizzo, Ben Zobrist, and Jason Hayward.
So nobody's going to play.
Listen. They will not. He will go if he goes to the San
Diego
Padres.
That's a terrible job by Joe. I'm sorry.
I don't even believe he'll get that job. But if he does, if he gets that job, he still won't. He'll never win another one. He will not win a World Series out there. Do you believe that? For 1 minute, he's going to win a World Series with the Padres?
Nobody's winning a World Series in San Diego. Nobody.
Right. It don't matter who it is.
I'm still amazed that Machado went out there. Why would you go there?
Because it's San Diego. He's got
$300 million in San Diego. So Madden won in Tampa. He won.
He brought them back from the dead. Yeah.
Brought him from the dead. So he did a good job in Tampa, but he never won anything.
Right. He went to the World Series.
Did not win.
The Phillies, yeah.
But then he won a ring at Chicago with the Cubs, which is a great accomplishment for 108 years to win a ring. So his career is set. It does not matter. He won a ring with the Chicago Cubs. But at the end of the day, in my opinion, he has fallen off a cliff in Chicago. And I mean, he will never, in my mind, ever be a winner again. I think his days are over of being a winner.
He might never be a winner again. I agree with you. He might never be a winner again. Let's say he goes to San Diego, he might never be a winner. But I'll tell you this. He's a Hall of Fame manager. And I'll tell you why. He did two things that nobody else has done in this league. He took Tampa, who had never won anything.
I'll give you that.
And made them a winner. And he got the first Cub World Series in 108 years.
There's no denying. Well, I don't know about that.
Right? He's going to be Hall of Fame. He's going to be a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I don't know about you. Cannot win one World Series and go to
is
the
Mike
Hall of Fame.
Is Mike Socha going to the Hall of Fame as a manager?
No, but he didn't.
That's
do,
a great
he
point.
Didn't, he didn't do the things that Madden did.
He kept his job for 20 years.
Yeah, division championships.
But he won it once.
Yep.
So
Madden's a Hall of Fame manager.
I think Bochy's a Hall of Famer.
Well, he's got multiple World Series.
But I'm not giving a guy a Hall of Fame for one.
Right.
Right, I have a hard time giving him Hall of Fame status. I don't know, but I don't know anything. I'm not Mr. Baseball writers.
Hall of Fame stuff is always argued.
Well, we'd have to ask Nightingale or
Scott Miller
or Harper. Do you put him in a Hall of Fame with one ring?
I think that what you did in Tampa, I know it's not a ring, but that franchise was an absolute doormat for its entire existence, and he made them relevant.
Is Roger Neilson a Hall of Fame coach for getting the Rangers their first cup?
Roger,
in 40 years?
Mike Keenan.
Keenan?
Yeah. He is a Hall of Fame coach. Yeah.
Well, because of Chicago. But
Mike Keenan is a Hall of Fame coach.
He won in a lot of places.
Listen, if they let every guy in that has one ring, they wouldn't have any more room in Cooperstown for anybody because there'd be a ton of guys that would be in with one ring. Am I wrong? Not just managers, but players. There's a lot of guys that have won rings that aren't in the Hall of Fame. There's been a million guys that have been on teams that got a ring. Doesn't mean you're going to the Hall of Fame. I think he's done a great job.
I'm saying the whole body of work. That's all that I'm...
Fair enough, but I don't know if they're going to... Now, listen.
The Cub ring is special.
One of the things that is going to be advantageous for him is that people love him.
Well, yeah.
So he's been so good to the media that they will probably vote him in.
Right.
But I'm willing to say he doesn't deserve to be in the Hall of Fame.
But it's also... And remember, because he's a manager... It's not one of these things where he gets voted on by the writers. It's those dopey committees, like the ones that just put Torrey and Bobby Cox got one ring.
So they'll put him in.
He went in.
Bobby Cox won 14 straight division titles.
I understand that.
That guy's God.
But right? I'm just saying. So there's one guy who had one ring that went in.
All right. You're just a very, very negative person, I got to tell you. Get him a beer or something, this guy. What is he going to do? He's not even going to make it to the end of the show.
Nope.
Tony in Birmingham on the Jocks.
What's up, Scotty Varela?
Check out. Ooh.
All right. Hey, I'm a Buffalo Bills fan way down here in the South.
There you go, Tone.
That's right. I've been a Bills fan since Courtney has been at left Alabama and then went up there and played and been a fan ever since. But, you know, I'm really excited how the season has started. But, you know, I've been, you know, looking at stuff online, and people are saying we're the worst, you know, undefeated team. I mean, how do you feel about that?
I mean, you're the Bills fan.
Look, I mean, they have a top five defense. How are they, everybody look around the league at the teams that are undefeated, and look at who they've beaten. I get it.
The Bills haven't beaten anybody good.
Have the Patriots beat anybody good? Have the 49ers beat anybody good? The Steelers are 0-3. I think this, you know. The 49ers haven't beat anybody. The Patriots haven't. Who else is undefeated?
If the Bills beat the Patriots on Sunday in Orchard Park, I will take my pants off on the plane, ride home. I will literally, I promise you, I will take my pants off like Austin Matthews, but I will literally pull everything off. I will have no, because he did it with his underwear on and grabbed his butt cheeks. I'm going to take my entire pants and underwear off, and I'm going to walk from the first class of the plane back to the back urinal in the back of the plane, and I'm just going to walk right down the aisle so everyone can see my action, and I'm just going to do it. Because if the Bills beat the Patriots, I'm going to be so happy. I'm going to walk naked until they arrest me. I'm going to get off the plane. I'm going to be arrested by federal agents.
As we've said a couple times here, Tony, I don't expect them to win on Sunday. It would be unbelievable if they did. I want to see how they stack up and compete with this team. That, to me, is the most important
thing. Aren't we
having
Tim Graham on tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night, Tim Graham.
Carver Hodge said to me today that if the Bills win over the Patriots, he's going to quit his job and follow Jesus.
Very possible.
And live in the woods, up in the mountains, in the high desert.
Grow a beard.
Oh, wait a minute. I think he meant the Hollywood Hills. Blunts, honest to God, with the drinking.
Sorry.
Jesus.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
All right, back in L.A. All right, so this one's shot. And then these are all good for tomorrow. There's a lot happening here.
Jeez.
In L.A. Don't drink the JMO. 25 a shot. Listen, that's crazy. I don't know.
$15 a beer up there on the 73rd floor.
I can't actually recall.
I just bought you a 12-pack for that.
I cannot believe.
That's for after the show, Joey.
Where is that? Out in your car?
Yeah, it's in my fridge.
I gotta go get it from valet.
So where is the name one place? I've been everywhere all over the world, and I don't remember $25 shot of JMO. Two fingers. A JMO. Come on.
I've been to a couple places in Manhattan and in Palm Springs.
I think that if you went to a couple places in Vegas.
The Aria?
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple bars in Vegas that if you go to, very few, but there's a couple bars in Vegas that you would pay $25 for a two-shot snifter of JMO. Yeah, you'd pay $25. No question.
That's some BS.
In fact,
I love JMO, but I gotta tell you, it ain't worth $25 for two fingers.
That MGM lobby bar we were at for Pacquiao Thurman last time we came for one of these fights in July, it was mighty expensive for one of those drinks. So it's they're.
And where was that?
The MGM lobby bar.
Oh yeah,
was expensive for one of those drinks.
Yeah.
Beers weren't like they are here.
Yeah, but
the
at least
beers
you can
here
sit
I've never
there and gamble and get free drinks.
$15
I mean?
$15 for a beer.
Can't even do that here.
Is insane.
Yeah, but not so much really. You can
you
still
play the video poker and all that.
Yeah,
right?
you
bar.
Have to be gambling to get some kind of drinks in Vegas.
No, well, that bar didn't have any.
Do they give you?
It.
They give you drinks when you're playing free bet at the Prohibition.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
Don in Florida, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing, man?
What's going on, dude?
Hey, not a whole lot. Just want to talk about some of that the coaching blunders tonight. It's kind of a sloppy game.
Yeah, I don't know what was the coaching blunders, because I just thought, like, I heard the guy LaFleur after the game, he was crying about pass interference calls. He said, I don't even know what it is anymore, pass interference.
He's right about that.
Listen, there was a lot of flags. What game aren't there a lot of flags in now in college and pro football? It's the whole game.
He challenged a play that probably should have been pass interference, and they didn't overturn it. It's tough with these – challenging these pass interference plays have honestly been guessing games so far.
Right. They lost. That's, no one's happy when they lose. Okay, so then all the excuses come out. And then you get the proverbial blame the media for your loss. So, there's only one way to deal with this. I'm going to blame you, and I'm going to walk off the presser set, right? That's it. So I'm not I'm not answering your questions, these coaches, because they get mad. They're mad that they lose, and then they're mad at the calls, then they're mad at the media, so they go home, and then they're mad to their wife. Meanwhile, she's been with some other dude all night. She could care less what he thinks. I mean, honestly.
I just wanted to let all Eagles fans know they should thank Frank Reich for that lucky Super Bowl. Because obviously Doug Peterson, he's got plenty of luck, and it's always running out. Frank Reich lost his luck, and he's still doing good. He took old Nick Foles, won a Super Bowl. Jacoby Brissett.
Honestly,
like
Don, to be fair, I mean, Peterson was calling the plays in that Super Bowl. I mean, Frank Reich wasn't.
I think that
he was not.
I think Peterson's got a rock, and your boy doesn't. So, at this point, listen, I can't even deal with this stupid thing anymore. Hang up on it. I mean, what do I got to do here? Like, seriously, Mafia, hang up the phone, for Christ's sakes. I'm sitting here banging this computer. God, Blunts, honestly. So, I'm right. I don't even want to be right. These guys are so touchy after these lose. When they lose, forget about it. I mean, it's just.
You're not allowed to question anything that they did.
Yeah.
It makes for great comedy, though.
But they blame the media for everything. This guy Belichick, he does it every week. He cannot stand it. He thinks that they're vermin.
Belichick
loathes the media.
It was his own doing what happened this month, because he should have known. Well, he didn't know bringing Brown in what was going to happen in terms of the.
Please, how do you not know that? You must be stupid.
But once that happened, it got worse for him, and then the question started.
Well, then he just said, "See you later." But I think that I think he actually knew full on what this guy was capable of with his narcissism, that it could happen. I just think he believed that he would be the one that would stem it, that he would be the one that could break him like a stallion.
Yeah, they took that Blunt guy. He was always trouble wherever he was at, LeGarrette Blunt. And,
yeah.
And he did fine with that.
He did great. So they had success with troubled people, and he thought, this is no different, no problem. But then he found out what kind of a catastrophic nightmare that guy is.
But none of these coaches like to be second-guessed. We know that. They don't like to sit up there. Look at Kitchens last Sunday after the Browns lost that game to the Rams, and they were asking about that fourth down draw and all that. You know, they don't like to be.
I think he needs
some
lessons.
Well, he hasn't been a head coach.
Right. He is absolutely the worst.
He's over his head.
I don't know if he's, media wise, he's in over his head.
1,000%. He's never had to stand there and take the heat.
Right. He's not polished in front of people. He is very raw as a coach. And I think that, you know, he's been a good coach as an assistant, but he never had to answer questions ever.
Right.
Like what, some college writer asked him a question.
Well, once a week, the coordinator
talks
to the mediator. Once a week, they do a little press conference, but it's not hard hitting stuff. It's about
his puff.
Guys that exactly. But when you're the head coach, you have to deal with bigger issues.
So he has not handled that well, and he comes across as a real D. He's been, you know, arguing with people and threatening people and everything else. And his whole act of, if you're not in orange and brown, you're nothing to us. Well, you're nothing to us either, fatso, so whatever. No one cares what you think. Like, it's so funny. These guys act like they're God's gift to the world. Like, no one gives a rat's ass what you think, bro. Take a shave, dude. You look like a mess.
What's that cat with the mullet?
I mean, honestly, let's stop with that. Like, if you don't look good and this is the NFL, and you look like this guy looks like he just rolled out of a frat house.
Probably worse than that. I think you're giving him a little credit with the rolling out of the frat house. I mean
honestly, I don't care what you say. The guy looks like just a disaster.
He looks like he just got off a motorcycle with Bobby Petrino.
He did. Really? He looks like he's in a Hell's Angels, your boy Freddie. But, you know, he's the nicest guy in the world when they win. They're all nice when they win. There's never a guy in the world that's a jerk when they win. All these athletes love attention when they win. Watch what happens. Go into any team that just won a pennant, or they win a wild card, or they win a division race, and they have their little champagne caviar dream party afterwards in the locker room spraying everybody with champagne. Name one guy that won't do an interview in that room. There's not one. Even the worst player on a team will do a 45-minute interview and talk about how wonderful it is, because they are all nice when they win. And when they lose, they're all a bunch of D's.
Can't find them.
That's all there is to it. Scotty in Maryland, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, I think this weekend Cleveland will be completely shut down by the Ravens. I don't know who anointed the Browns atop of that division way back when. I think they're a joke. They're still the Browns. And, by the way, I called before, and I think the Patriots are going to win it all. Nothing. They might lose to the Bills, by the way. But I still think they get to the Super Bowl somehow or another. Win the whole thing. I'll hang up and listen to your reaction.
All right. Well, listen, I think they're both good teams, and I think it's going to be – I've said this. I think it'll be a good game in Baltimore. That they're going to slaughter them and all this other stuff. I don't buy that. I think at the end of the season, they'll both be battling for that playoff spot and the division crown. And I think that, you know – I do know this, that the Bills' defense is legit, and I also think the
Pat's defense is legit.
They're both legit, but I don't think I truly don't believe that the Patriots respect the Bills.
They never have.
They just don't.
Their fans don't respect them. Their media doesn't respect them. Their Belichick. I mean, Belichick says the right things all week. Josh Allen's going to be tough. Their defense is tough, and I think the Bill maybe believes that stuff. But
nor should they, because they've never beat them.
Well, I mean, the Bills have beat them twice in Orchard Park in the last 19 years.
That's all you need to know.
I mean, that's pretty much all that you need to know.
That's it. They never beat him, so why would they respect him? They own
him. And listen, and I know that he said that if the, you know, whether the Patriots win or lose on Sunday, it's not going to determine whether or not they're going to be back in the Super Bowl again, which we all know that they're going to be. They could lose in Orchard Park on Sunday, and they'll still win the AFC.
No one knows what's going to happen. If something happens to Brady or anything else, like this guy Edelman's banged up with ribs, if that guy's injured, if this guy, if Gordon gets in trouble or if Gordon gets injured, any of them, they've already lost guys on their offensive line. If Brady went down or anybody, if they have problems – I do not believe that it's just a absolute certainty that they're going. I want nothing more than someone else to be there. I'm just sick and tired of it. So I don't care what anybody thinks. I'm sick and tired of it. All right, I got to go from L.A. We'll be here again tomorrow night broadcasting live from the Intercontinental on Wilshire in downtown Los Angeles for Spence Porter. The fight Saturday. Call your cable operator. Order it on Fox Pay-Per-View and on the Fox Sports app. For Mafia back in New York, Carver High here, our good friend Joey Blunts. I'm Pharrell. Good night, everybody. See you tomorrow night from L.A.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.